Stage 3, conceptual modeling. From each stakeholder's perspective, a conceptual model is created to show how the organization should look. This helps to understand how the different stakeholders envision the solution to the problem and the organization's desired state. Stage 4, consensus modeling. The conceptual models are then compared with the real-world situation to generate a consensus model. This can be done by combining elements from various stakeholders' perspectives and highlighting commonalities. Stage 5, action planning. Finally, actions are defined to address the problem situation by implementing the consensus model in place of the current situation in the organization. It helps to determine the next steps needed to implement the consensus model and achieve the organization's desired state.